In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Taylor Swift, you've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. We still have not heard from Rachel Kangas of Montville.
She still has a couple more minutes.
A couple more minutes to call us to claim her $50 gift card. But if she doesn't claim it, we will take that gift card. Excuse me. I don't know what that was. You know what? I do know what that was.
Oh, no. Is he busting out the car? Oh.
That was my Nature Valley sweet and salty nut bar.
It was just some granola. I thought you were busting out a cough drop, and I was like, don't do this to me already.
This is what I don't usually like to eat in the studio. I forgot to eat breakfast this morning, so I had a sweet and salty nut bar, and now I'm paying for it. Anyway, what I was saying is we're going to take that gift card, and we're going to apply it to the 7 o'clock giveaway. So whosever name we call out at 7 o'clock for the great gift card giveaway will have a chance to win $100 at Legacy Village.
And if you are not already entered to win the great gift card giveaway, make sure that you get in on that over at Q104.com.
Yeah, because we're doing this all week long. As Alyssa said, Q104.com. A lot to talk about this morning. Your Thanksgiving, my Thanksgiving, some wild winter weather happening right now. We'll get into all of it this morning. The Q Morning Show. Love me not, Raven Lene. You've got the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. I thought this morning, the drive in, I think there's some slick spots out there. It's icy, right?
You think so? I was fishtailing down the exit ramp.
Okay, yeah.
Down the East 9th exit ramp off of 90, if you're coming from like Parma area, like I'm really bad with roads. But either way, getting off of that, I was like, oh man, I'm going to end up in the grass. I'm going to have to call Bill this morning. Let him know I can't come in.
Yeah, I don't want that happening. So no precipitation this morning, but
it's slick, though. So take it easy. Slow.
Now, tomorrow morning, what are we going to be talking about tomorrow morning? Because there is a winter weather advisory in effect midnight tonight until 7 p.m. tomorrow. They're expecting the heaviest snow to hit us between 4 a.m. and 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Perfect. So it's going to be right as we're about to drive to work.
Anywhere between 1 to 4 inches expected. And we're still kind of digging out from Thanksgiving. I was really surprised by, I know it was supposed to snow. I did not realize that we were going to get blizzard-like conditions.
Yeah, like I was in like a snow globe over in Parma Heights. We got a lot of snow on Thanksgiving night and all into Friday.
I hope it didn't ruin anyone's Thanksgiving, but I know that the roads were terrible on Thanksgiving night. There were cars on the side of the road. I only know this because my sister, I only had to drive down the street. My brother lives down the street from me, so I only had to make it from his house to my house.
Oh, it's easy.
My sister had to drive back to Talmadge, where she lives now.
Oh, that's a little bit of a drive, yeah.
And she said it took about 90 minutes.
Whoa.
Just to get there. And she said most of that was just trying to get from Rocky River down to Independence.
Whoa, that's crazy. An hour and a half.
She said 77 was closed for a while. Cars everywhere on the side of the road. And then she said once you get past Broadview Heights, no snow at all.
Hey, so also, shout out to the ODOT and plow workers who were out there on Thanksgiving trying to make those roads make sense, because I don't think anybody saw that coming.
Alyssa got to use her brand new snowblower, however.
I did.
On a silver lining, there's a bright note.
I immediately called my pap and I was like, I broke your only rule with this snowblower, because if you remember, his condition was he got us the snowblower, but I wasn't allowed to use it because apparently that's a man's job. So what did I do? Immediately Friday morning, I got up, got ready, got out there and used it. And I called him and I was like, I broke your rule. It was a lot of fun.
You loved it.
I loved it. It's got some kick to it.
So how long did it take you to shovel your, I say shovel, how to plow your entire drive?
My whole driveway, plus my sidewalk and my neighbor's sidewalk, because I was just having fun and I kept going. Like 12 minutes.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah.
12 minutes outside. That's all you had.
That's it.
That's incredible.
It was crazy. I've got a fun new toy.
Well, maybe I should be looking for one now. It's the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. So I only had to go down the street to my brother's house on Thanksgiving, and I had no responsibilities whatsoever. Part of those reasons is because I'm in a walking boot. And so nobody can really ask me to do anything anyway. Alyssa had to host Thanksgiving this year.
I did.
She had guests in her home. She had people over breaking bread. How did that go?
It went so well.
It really did.
I was thinking about you all day because I almost feel like Bill wanted us to hit obstacles because we were just procrastinating. We didn't go grocery shopping till Wednesday afternoon.
I think that if you told most people last week on the show that you weren't going to go to the grocery store until the day before Thanksgiving, I think people would have had like slight panic attacks.
No, we were fine. Went off without a hitch. Bryce and I, my husband and I, we did everything. What was kind of funny though, because we were cooking in the kitchen and the only rule that we had was like, you can go through the kitchen to get to the basement. Do not linger in our kitchen area. It's not that big and we're moving.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, his mom, and my nana, man, they would not shut up about like, oh, since we're not allowed in the kitchen. And I'm like, oh my God, we're cooking everything. Be quiet. Pipe down over there, peanut gallery.
So they wanted to help or they just wanted to hang out?
I think both. They wanted to help. They wanted their hands in the stuff. They wanted to participate. But I'm like, no, sit down. You're good. But please stay. My only rule, just stay out of the kitchen.
I think that's an okay rule. I stayed out of the kitchen.
I think it was just they're not used to it because usually they're the ones that are putting on the show. And this time it was me and Bryce, but it went really, really well. We were really happy with it. And
it's hard to give up control.
Totally. I could see it. Like I could see them literally just like twiddling their thumbs, not knowing what to do.
Yeah.
Well, but my nana was like, I could get used to this. Just sitting back, relaxing and just showing up.
I'm glad everything went off okay. Sure, the stories would have been better if disaster would have struck somehow or you would have burned something down.
I know. The only thing that happened was Bryce was not happy with the turkey. It tasted delicious, but it wasn't Instagram worthy, wasn't picture worthy, according to him. I thought it was really good. He wanted the skin to be crispier. I'm like, dude, most people would really kill for this kind of turkey.
Can't you take a picture of the Thanksgiving turkey and then put a filter on it or something? Like an extra crispy?
Yeah, we definitely could.
Extra crispy filter or something like that?
He wouldn't even take a picture of it. That's how upset he was over it. He's like, I'm not taking a picture.
Well, if that's the worst thing that happened.
Yeah, it really wasn't that bad.
I really didn't do much this past weekend. I really couldn't do that much.
I know. You in that walking boot. How long are you in it? I didn't even ask.
I saw the orthopedist on Wednesday, and he thinks I'm going to be in this thing for about 4 weeks.
So you're going to be in that through the holidays?
I think so. That's the way it's looking right now. I still can't put weight on my foot.
Oh, my God.
Like, not a lot has changed in a week. This is day 7 of me being in a walking boot, and I still can't put weight down on it. It still hurts too much.
Did you get any lights on the house before you fell off the ladder?
I'm a little bit sad about it because we had people over to our house on Saturday. And, you know, goodness gracious, my wife is putting up with a lot right now. She's running around doing all of her stuff and then everything that I would do.
Oh, yeah, because you can't.
and running around trying to take care of me. And then she had people over and I gave her every opportunity to. I was like, why don't you just cancel your thing on Saturday? Like, everybody's going to understand why. And she didn't. And Saturday at our house went off pretty well.
Well, that's fun. At least it was at your house, though, and you didn't have to go anywhere.
But I'm a little sad. I'm feeling sad that Christmas is not up at our house yet. Usually it is by now, and I'm noticing it, too. It's like,
really?
Why is it? Oh, the tree should be up right now, and I just can't do it. Aww. Like, I physically cannot. The tree is underneath the house in the storage. I can't go under there and pull the tree out.
Do you want me to come over and pull it out? I will. Seriously, I will do. I will get lights up on your house. Bryce and I did ours in like 20 minutes. Let us come over. We'll get it all fixed.
Thank you for the offer. That's very nice. But yes, I might be outsourcing this year.
Well, we're available.
The Q Morning Show. You've got Q104. It's Q104. Here's a good vibe. You know, it's on my bucket list, Alyssa, to shoot a half-court shot someday.
Yeah.
Preferably at the Cavs game. But
okay.
I'm not being picky about this.
Just wherever it happens.
Yeah. Wherever they invite me to go shoot a half-court shot, I would just love to do that. I think it'd be so much fun.
Now, is the bucket list item making it or just doing it?
You know, I just want to do it.
Okay.
I think making it would put way too much pressure on myself. Plus, if I shot a half-court shot and I didn't make it, then I couldn't cross it off my bucket list because I'd have to keep doing it until I made it. But last night at the Cavs game, this one guy got to shoot a half-court shot and won $10,000.
Woo! See from us. Here we go.
And the hey, what happened? We're supposed to hear the... Okay, let's try this again. All right, so the guy stands there, they introduce him, and he shoots a half-court shot. Here we go.
See from us. Here we go.
There it goes.
Ooh.
Shots up.
Ah!
He got it!
Oh! Wow! All right.
$10,000.
Okay. That's
that?
Nice to have for the holiday season.
Let's see if we can find that guy. More good vibes next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. Tanya is in North Olmsted. She has a good vibe to share with us. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning.
What you got?
Well, my boyfriend and I just moved in together.
Exciting. How long have you guys been together?
You know, we've been together for only a year, but you know when you meet someone and you feel like you've known them for your whole life?
Yeah.
That's truly how I feel about him. And we moved in together. We're really excited.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm sure this had to be like the longest year of your life waiting to be able to move in together too.
Yes, it actually was. Yes. But now it's happened.
I know exactly what you're talking about. My wife and I, we were two people who knew, and my wife and I were dating less than 3 months, and then she moved in with me.
Whew.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, pretty fast.
That's so sweet. Yeah.
And that was over 20 years ago. So is that what it was? It was just a feeling you just knew that this was the right move for you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we actually knew pretty quickly, kind of similar to your time frame. We knew probably like a couple months in.
Yeah.
It was just finding the place. I think that took the longest.
Yeah. That's always the hard part, is finding the perfect spot.
Yeah.
But you got a good spot?
Yes, we got a good spot.
Ah, the best.
Is it an apartment?
It is an apartment, yeah.
Okay. Because next is your first house.
That's right.
Give her a couple years.
With a nursery.
Let her unpack her apartment first.
That's right.
Awesome, good vibe. Thank you so much, Tanya. Good luck to the both of you.
Yay, thank you.
It's Q104. Good morning. I'm going to be honest, I have no idea what Taylor Swift did over Thanksgiving. I Googled it, and I see no one reporting on what happened. I know
she wasn't at the game?
She was not at the game. Travis Kelce, who plays for the Chiefs, they were in Dallas on Thursday. She did not attend. She has not been attending away games due to security concerns.
Mm.
So I have no idea what those two did. Page Six, though, this morning is reporting that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are reconsidering their wedding plans.
Uh-oh.
Now, hold on a second. I know that sounds bad.
Yeah, it does.
No, here's what they're planning on doing. They're just revising their... Yeah, you're right. This article could have been written better because it makes it sound like disaster is...
Yeah, that headline really pulled me in, though, so I guess it did its job.
So, first of all, Taylor and Travis haven't revealed one detail about their wedding. Not one. They have not shared one wedding detail.
We don't even know when it's happening, if it'll be next year, the year after.
Most people expect that the ceremony is going to take place in Rhode Island, according to Page Six. I have not heard that, but, I mean, sounds right to me.
What a random place.
So what Page Six is reporting is that they're looking to have a bigger guest list and a larger venue. So that maybe it's not going to be in Rhode Island. They're looking at maybe now a farm in Tennessee or some hotel somewhere where it's private, but just bigger. So I don't know if they're getting a lot of people saying, hey, am I going to get an invite?
I would imagine people are crawling out of the woodwork for her right now.
You think so?
I would think so. But I would love it if they would consider, like, I don't know, maybe like the Browns Stadium. That would be a cool wedding venue. I'm just throwing it out there as an option. I went to a prom once there. It was very nice.
I actually do know someone who was married at Brown Stadium. It can happen.
It's an option. They do book weddings there. I'm just saying.
You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning, Bill and Alyssa. So it's day number 7 of me being in this walking boot, because 7 days ago, I was smooth enough to fall off a ladder trying to put up my Christmas lights, and I landed on my ankle. It has a small fracture, and it's badly sprained. And really, nothing has changed in a week. I don't know if I'm healing. I'm still on the crutches. I hate the crutches now. The crutches are so annoying.
Oh,
I'm
you still so, have them?
Yes, I'm so frustrated.
Are they hurting your armpits yet?
No, that's fine.
Oh.
You know what's hurting the most is my other leg.
Are you serious?
I'm putting so much pressure on my other leg, like standing and getting around, that I feel like I'm going to tear an ACL in my good leg.
No, you can't do that. Then how are you going to walk?
I don't know. I'm not
be out of commission for the holidays.
I'm not walking that well now. And it's just frustrating. And now that the weather is getting bad, like being outside on crutches is kind of dicey.
Oh, yeah. Like crutches on ice. That's not a good combo at all.
It doesn't work very well. So, you know, the last couple of days, it's really just been me lying around. And thank goodness for my wife, because I could not be getting through this without her. And I'm giving her so much credit because I cannot be fun to live with right now.
Well, the household is basically like down to hands and feet.
Right. So she's got to pick up all my slack.
Yeah. Everything that is like around the house. Cause I imagine even just getting around your own home with those crutches is impossible.
Right. So she's got to cover for me. And at the same time, I need so much attention.
Right.
And that's the frustrating part is when I see something that I need to move from this part of the room to this part of the room and I can't get it there because I can't physically make it over to the other side of the room unless I put down a crutch. And so I can't carry anything. So it's like I'm just beckoning people. Please bring this to me.
Please.
Get that. Bring this here.
Everybody is your servant.
Take that. Move that here. So Paula is actually on the phone right now. Good morning, honey.
Good morning.
Morning, Paula.
I'm so sorry about
this.
Morning. I just wanted to ask you quickly, on a scale of 1 to 10, how annoying am I to live with right now?
8.5.
There we go. That's pretty good. 8.5?
No, with the walking boot on. I mean with the walking boot on. Is that 8.5 me normal with two working legs? 0.5?
Me normal is probably a 5.5 with the walking boot and crutches. You bumped it up to an 8.5.
Ooh, up 3 points with the crutches and the boot.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And when I lose my patience, I feel like that's when my wife... She gets more patient with me when I lose my patience.
It's balance. That's what marriage is all about.
So that's been very helpful. Paula, thank you so much for that.
Yeah, Paula, you're a trooper, especially, right? Like, he's out here fracturing his foot. He could have just said that he didn't want to put up the lights. He didn't need to do all that, but...
Yeah.
Right, and thank you, Bill, for doing this during the holidays, too.
Right.
Yeah, perfect timing.
Just in time. you know what? Speaking of holidays, I got to tell you about Paula's pie hack.
Ooh.
Paula has a pie hack. I'm going to tell everybody about your pie hack, Paula, if we get time for that this morning.
Okay.
But thank you for everything. I really appreciate it. I do appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So that's pretty much the drama going on with me.
I mean, you're literally limping into the holidays.
Right. Exactly. 216-474-0104. Tell us about your Thanksgiving drama. What happened to you the past week?
Ooh, yeah.
That you want to tell us about?
What went wrong?
216-474-0104. Is that a 7:30 banger or a slow jam?
Yeah, I feel like that's like slow dancing at the middle school dance right there.
I remember that one. It's Joe. It's the Q Morning Show. Talking about your Thanksgiving drama. Did you have any? We have Anna. Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about your Thanksgiving drama.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm sitting with my mom at Thanksgiving, and I noticed something a little odd. It was her phone. And just so you know, it was a phone I'd never seen before. So I asked her, Mom, is this your phone? Because last I checked, my mom had an iPhone 11, and now I'm sitting at this table with an iPhone 17.
Oh, so your mom did a little upgrade situation.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe she didn't do an upgrade.
Well, just a little background. I pay for my mom's phone, and it's fine for her. It's not like she needs anything more elaborate, and I guess she was having issues with it. So my younger sister decided to step in, fix the situation, took my mom to T-Mobile and upgraded it for her.
Oh, okay. See, I was thinking that, you know, mothers of a certain age, maybe she took somebody else's phone.
Oh, like she accidentally pocketed somebody's phone.
Yeah, that's where I thought you were going with this. But your sister is involved in this, is what you're saying.
Yes, yes. And, like, my mom's phone was paid off, and I was just at that point paying for the monthly service, so... Now I found out I have to pay for a whole new phone again.
Oh, yeah. That's like It's a lot of extra money on your bill.
And, like, the phone is newer than mine or my husband's.
What was your sister thinking?
Maybe that she was trying to help.
Trying to help your mom, but didn't really help you.
Exactly.
You're the one stuck with the bill.
Yeah.
So did you automatically turn to your sister at the dinner table and say, sis, WTF?
Yeah. You know I did.
And what did she say?
So it was awkward. It was awkward dinner conversation. It kind of got a little loud. And my sister did not stay for dessert.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Thanksgiving drama.
Well, there you go. That's all that needs to be said.
Hey,
all
thank
right.
you.
Anna, thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in this morning.
I appreciate you guys.
Olivia Dean, you're with Q104 this morning. All right, real quick, because I promised you, Paula's pie hack for Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
So here's what she did. She sent out a text to, like, everyone she knows. And she's like, all right, I want to buy a Costco pie, but I don't want the entire pie. Who else wants to buy a pie? I need two other people. And then we all buy a Costco pie, different kind of pie.
Uh-huh.
And then we cut it in thirds. And then we show up at Thanksgiving with a pie that has a third of different pie. So what she did, she found two other people to do this. So someone bought an apple pie, someone bought a pumpkin pie, someone bought a pecan pie.
Oh, that's so smart.
And then they got together, cut it in thirds, and then everybody showed up with a apple, pumpkin, and pecan pie.
So you get like two slices, three slices of each?
Yeah, and no leftovers.
Perfect. Yeah, that is like the exact right amount. I'm going to have to steal that next year.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this and you're like, I do that every year. It's like, well, I just heard about it.
We're just now learning.
My wife just did it. So it's a hack to me. Let's do this. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is back this morning. So you versus Alyssa. How are you feeling this morning? Like, you on top of things?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm awake, but I don't really know if my brain is, like, back
I think everybody is feeling the same way this morning. 216-474-0104. We need caller 14 right now. What you're playing for, advance movie passes to see the SpongeBob movie, Search for SquarePants, before anybody else. Four tickets on the line coming up. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Alyssa, I am sorry for your loss. Do you want to break the news to everyone here?
Yeah, I guess. I wouldn't have been ready to talk about it when it happened last week, because it happened Wednesday evening, and we went to go see the new Wicked movie,
mm-hmm.
and came home after all those big, strong wins that were happening. And you remember a couple weeks ago when you were giving me crap about keeping the skeleton up through the holidays?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mother Nature decided that she did not want my skeleton up for the holidays. He came down. Like, I didn't take him down. I mean, he fell down and busted.
Busted?
He is completely busted.
I thought they were more durable than that.
I'm telling you what. Like, we even looked outside, and this is, I think, why I was so upset. Earlier that day, I looked at it, and I saw it, and it was anchored down. Like, we had, hooks in the ground to keep it in there. And I saw it though, and it was swaying, and I was like, Bryce, maybe we should take it down. And he was like, nah, it's in there. Like, it's got the stakes in. And I was like, I don't know. It's waving all around. And then we came home that night after seeing the movie, and it was just laying in our yard, in our neighbor's yard. And I was like, no.
You screamed?
I couldn't, because I had my in-laws in the car. But I was like, oh, I got out of the car and like, oh, man, it was silent. I just like pulled the car up and was like, OK, everybody get out. I'm going to open the door, go inside. And we got him apart. I can't even say we. Bryce, my husband, had to take him apart because I was so disgusted. I was so upset. We only got one Halloween out of this freaking 12-foot skeleton that we have wanted for years. And we only got to use him once.
And he's definitely busted.
He's completely busted.
It's not like you can just put him back together. Crazy glue won't help here.
No, I mean, like, his head, his skull is, like, shattered. Oh. And, like, it's just one of those things. I think it's going to be more money to try to replace the parts. But I was so upset.
What's interesting to me about that is, I just got distracted. I was like, hold on, I want to put this phone on hold. Hold on.
Well, it's not our person calling back, is it?
It might be. I was thinking it might be the person calling for our great gift card giveaway because they only have like another 30 seconds to call us back. So I'm going to put that phone call on hold. We might be giving away $50 to Legacy Village. If not, then at 9 o'clock this morning, a chance to win $100 in gift cards to Legacy Village. It's the great gift card.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Giveaway. You've got the Q Morning Show. So Alyssa lost her 12-foot skeleton.
R.I.P.
Blew down in the storm. Well, it was Wednesday that we had the high winds.
That's when it happened.
Right? Yeah.
Wednesday night.
Not Thursday during the storm. It was Wednesday.
No.
But what I wanted to ask is, because I see these skeletons all over. Like, they're in almost every neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. They're a hot commodity.
Did anyone else lose their skeleton? Or is there something that they're doing that their skeletons aren't blowing over because you just wasted $500?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I know. That sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
Would you get another one? Would you replace your skeleton or is it too soon?
It's too soon. It's too soon for me to even think about that. I would not have been ready to talk about this before today. Like, that's how much it has been affecting me.
All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. On the way this morning, we're going to play again right around 8:50. We have advance movie passes to see the SpongeBob movie before anybody else. 4 tickets to the SpongeBob movie coming up right around 8:50 this morning. The Q Morning Show. Alyssa's getting a lot of condolences on the text machine right now. She lost her 12-foot skeleton in the windstorm on Wednesday. Not even the snowstorm.
Nope, just the wind.
216-474-0104. That is how you call us. That is how you text us. How was the rest of your Thanksgiving weekend? Did you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
I did. I watched that, and I got to see Huntrix do their thing, and also Taylor Momsen singing the Christmas song from The Grinch, the Where Are You Christmas?
And Russell Dickerson was there, too,
the
song we just played.
He looked like he was having so much fun on that float. Like, he looked like he was singing that song for the first time.
We're going to see Russell Dickerson next year, Jacob's Pavilion.
One of the first shows there for the season.
And you saw Wicked, too. You went to the theater?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I saw Wicked for Good Wednesday night. That's where I was when our skeleton blew over in our front yard.
Do you feel guilty now that you went to the movies and you weren't there to protect your skeleton?
Kind of. Honestly, yeah.
Well, what's your 10-second review of Wicked? Because no spoilers. But what did you think of the movie? Wow, you didn't love it.
I thought that it was good.
Interesting.
I'm talking about what everybody else is talking about, because the thing that everybody else is talking about was very, very distracting from the plot of the actual movie.
Okay. And we're not allowed to say what that is because that would spoil the movie?
I don't think it would spoil the movie, but I don't think it would spoil the movie. It just has nothing to do with the actual plot line. More so the actresses, more so what the heck is going on in Hollywood? What the heck was going on that Wicked set? I have some questions. Well, but I'm glad that they get to have a break.
Should we get into that? Because we're being very vague right now.
I know.
Like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't?
No.
Oh, I figured that it's all over the internet.
All right. Well, we might get into that then, because I have not seen that on the internet. Also, on the internet, Alyssa found somebody's pizza order, which is going viral. So we might get into that as well. It's the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. All right, Alyssa, tell me about this pizza order that is going viral, because I have not seen this.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's this order of a pizza going viral because this dude ordered it for his pregnant wife. And it has 9 toppings on it. And he even included a little note at the end that said, like, listen, I know this looks insane, but I have a very pregnant wife.
So it was an online order?
Yeah.
That he had to make the online. So, like, in the comment section, like any other additional info, that's what he wrote?
Yeah, he wrote, like, I have a very pregnant wife. I'm done questioning what she wants. I'm scared of her. Honestly, you should be too. Thank you and Godspeed. It was the note that he left on this order.
So what was the order?
Okay, so we've got triple pepperoni, extra cheese, banana peppers, light jalapeno, half chicken.
Oh my gosh.
Half mushrooms, half caramelized onions, half olives, and light sauce.
So she was looking at all the ingredients. She's like, I'm craving all these things.
Yes.
And I want this all on one pizza.
The thing that I'm really caught up with, though, because there's half chicken, half mushroom, half caramelized onion, half olive. And I'm like, which halves are these going on? Because that's a lot of halves.
Oh, it's not that specific?
Usually it's just like you get like one half of one thing and the other half of another thing.
It's probably a good idea that the guy put in the comment section, hey, this is for my pregnant wife.
Like, because, a little disclaimer.
Yeah, because if you're working at the pizza shop, you're looking at this order like, is this a joke? Like, is this a prank order?
Or was this like by accident?
Right.
Now, if I would know that information, that there is a pregnant wife waiting for this, I would make sure it is very correct. But it got me wondering, like, did Paula, your wife, ever have any like crazy pregnancy cravings?
I'm thinking about this. We've had 2 kids. I don't ever remember her. And she would talk about this, too. She's like, I'm just not having cravings. There's like nothing. I remember there was one middle of the night food run to Jack in the Box. Are you familiar with Jack in the Box?
I love me some Jack in the Box.
Yeah, that's just a
like a West Coast version of
Swenson's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And so, yeah, there was like a 2 a.m. run to Jack in the Box. Beyond that, I don't ever remember having any cravings, but I know it happens.
Like, wow, you only did one late night run?
I think so.
Did you get stuff like delivered on DoorDash or anything, or just?
I'm not sure if DoorDash existed back then.
Before the days of DoorDash.
Right.
What did we do?
216-474-0104. What was that food that you craved when you were pregnant?
The weirder, the better.
Yeah. And did someone go get it for you?
Yeah. Well, that's what I really want to know. Like, did you taste the food? Did you try it? Especially like a crazy combination. Yeah. And was it good?
216-474-0104. You've got the Q Morning Show. Opalite. It's Taylor Swift. It's Q104. Haley is joining us right now. Haley, good morning.
Good morning.
What was that food that you craved all the time when you were pregnant?
The East of Chicago taco pizza and Sour Patch Kids.
Okay. Question.
Hold on. Taco pizza?
Yes.
Yeah, stupid question. There's an East of Chicago pizza here.
Yeah.
Right, in Northeast Ohio?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yes.
I'm going to go on Google and find out, like, there's many of them.
Oh, yeah, there definitely are many of them.
Okay. All right, so the taco pizza. Now, when you wanted one, what would you do? Yeah. Would you order it, or would someone go get it for you?
Well, this was 2018, so it was a little before DoorDash was a big thing, but my husband would go get it. We're luckily less than a mile away from one, so I was lucky.
No. See, I'm surprised that you didn't crave the peanut butter and jelly pizza from East of Chicago.
Oh, my God, what is that?
You've never... Oh, see, that was my order as a kid, but that's like... I feel like that would be such a craving.
Oh, my gosh.
It's literally peanut butter and jelly on a pizza.
Well, thank you.
Are you craving that now, Haley?
No. But all maybe right. A regular peanut butter and jelly. I don't know.
So what would you do about the Sour Patch Kids? Would you just buy a whole bunch and just have them in the house or what?
Yeah, we get that massive bag, you know, yeah. That like bag that's embarrassing to eat.
Okay, but how long did it take you to go through them?
A few days.
There it is.
A few days. She's a big baby, but it's fine.
And I'm sure she's going to love Sour Patch Kids right. As she grows up, too.
Right.
She calls them spicy kids, though, so. Someday.
Thank you, Haley. Thank you for listening to us this morning. Jenny's in Columbia Station. Jenny, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What was that food that you craved when
so
you were pregnant?
I had a very specific craving for a falafel salad from a restaurant in University Circle. And so I would go there probably once or twice a week myself and go pick it up, but because I work over that way usually. But also dipping small pretzel sticks, skinny pretzel sticks in cream cheese was a very, like, I thought kind of strange, but I actually still crave it these days randomly, but it reminds me of that when I had a strange craving for cream cheese.
Did you ever crave that combo before you were pregnant?
Not really. Huh. No, I mean, not really. But now after, like, I still like that. Like,
you're into
cream
it.
Cheese and, yeah, anything like that, yeah.
And
yeah.
The people at the restaurant that you were picking up the falafel salad probably knew
by
name.
She did. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
They
knew my order.
Waiting for the due date, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you for listening to our show. Q104.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.